Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preachin' Matters, a Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Oregon, and her preaching is entitled Song of the Cricket.
Psalm 98. O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him the victory. The Lord has made known his victory. He has revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody. With trumpets and the sound of the horn, make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who live in it. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills sing together for joy at the presence of the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. Crickets usually sound great on a summer evening, but not always. For example, a cricket once got inside our apartment and he was very quiet during the day. But at dark, he started chirping, and the sound echoed through our tiny space all night. Not like a naturey restful song, but like a loud, annoying, keep everybody awake song. At first, I just wanted to catch this sweet little creature of God and relocate him to a nice spot outdoors where he could live a full life and die at a ripe old age. But after several nights of lost sleep, I really just wanted to squish him. Finally, our cricket made a foolish mistake. He sang during the daylight, and I figured out that his song was coming from under the oven. So I grabbed the broom and started whapping. So picture this. I am sprawled on the floor. I'm muttering rude words. I'm trying to smack down this bug with a broom. And meanwhile, my son Jeremy, who's maybe three, is squatting beside me. And he's giving a little running commentary. Is it a little cricket, Mommy? Listen to him singing, Mommy. Chirp, chirp. Here's his little song. This doesn't help. Finally, I squish that cricket. I stand up, I look at Jeremy, and he listens to the quiet and says, he's all done singing now, isn't he, Mommy? Yep, he was definitely done singing. So given that history, I am probably the last person in the world who should be talking about Psalm 98 with all of its invitations for everyone to sing. Sing to the Lord a new song. Make a joyful noise, sing praises, break forth into joyous song. Singing comes up 7 times in its 9 verses. Even the seas and the hills are part of the music. But even more than a song full of singing, this psalm is a theological song. It's a song about God, in this case, a pointed eschatological song. Now, we're familiar with eschatology as future-oriented, as we look for God's reign to come. But the Psalms are also firmly rooted in the eschatology of the present. That is, they understand that God's reign, in addition to being a future reality, is also a present reality. Psalm 98 teaches us that God gathers the world to God, and that everyone and everything sing together in response. The sea and everything in it, the earth and everyone on it. What a vision of beauty and hope. And then I look around and notice the latest devastating hurricane, fire, melted glacier, or the shooting, the bombing, the threat of worldwide economic collapse, nuclear terror, families living in distress or with violence, you name it. This suffering and fear cannot possibly be the new song of Psalm 98. Then again, I also look around and I see college students developing clean air projects. I see friends adopting children. I see the guy who works at the gas station near me who also takes care of his elderly mother. I see retirees gathering school supplies for our rural school. I see people standing up for the fairness and dignity of others, advocating for workers or prisoners or the addicted because those others are other people. I see people rethinking how they treat God's good creation and how they can use less or do more to care for it as God requires. In ways big and small, each of these is a glimpse into the fullness of God's reign. Each is, if you listen carefully, a little bit of the song. Listen for it when you go out today. Help sing it by how you choose your words and what you do with the gift of this day. May your life be part of a new song that all the earth sings to God. But maybe not if you're a cricket under my oven.